Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. One. National. Radio 1.
Okay, then let's get this out of the way.
This is a very, very, very popular item where you get your comeuppance. I don't see why you're so mardy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, do you want me to explain it again?
Yeah.
So you know my name is Earl.
Yeah.
And Earl wants
new
to make...
New series has started.
It has,
really,
yeah.
Good.
And Earl wants to make up for all the bad things he's done in his life. Yeah? You started getting some bad luck as well, didn't you?
I did have a bit of a run of bad luck, yeah.
And you thought that it was all to do with karma, like it is with Earl, and that all the horrible things you've done over the years are now catching up with you.
Yeah.
So in order to try and put that right, we put a little form on Radio 1 online, and people could fill that in if you had ever wronged anybody. Not surprisingly, it crashed the website.
It was very popular.
And some of them, we haven't been able to see, because you haven't let them... They've gone to your own personal email, and we can't get at some of them.
I just felt it was a little bit of a private thing.
Yeah. We are working on that, and I have technical people working on that to hack into your email so that I can see all of them. Now, when we did this last time, it was Joe Wiley, wasn't it?
Yep.
And you'd wronged her. Can you remember how you wronged her?
Well, I thought it was a nice thing to do. We got an airport lounge and an aeroplane named after her.
Mm-hmm.
But then, sadly, I don't know, something to do with a carbon footprint or something the Eco Warriors were on.
Basically, she was the target of Eco Warriors. She got lots of emails, didn't she?
Yeah.
And they accused her of being solely responsible for global warming.
Yeah.
And that was kind of to do with you. So how did she get her own back on you? She threw water
bombs at me from a great height. And hit me in the nuts quite hard with the ones that didn't explode.
Yeah, and it was very satisfying for her. She particularly enjoyed that. So now you must be wondering in your head, who is next on the list?
Yeah.
Who out of all those people that you have been horrible to could be next? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you recognise this voice.
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
Now, do you know who that is?
Can you speak a bit more?
I'm Fraser, and I'm from just outside Glasgow.
Fraser from just outside Glasgow. No.
Any ideas?
No, not at all.
He definitely wasn't the one at the Mika gig.
No.
Right?
I'm just trying to cast my mind back, but I don't remember a Fraser from Glasgow.
No?
No.
Try casting it back about 10 years plus.
Oh, God, you're having a laugh, aren't you?
Fraser from Glasgow 10 years ago.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm really scared.
Looking for more of a clue?
Yeah, maybe.
Right, you used to work in Homebase FM, yeah?
I did used to do Homebase FM, yeah.
Right, I used to once, well, when I was a student, worked in Homebase.
Right.
And there was this girl that I really, really quite fancied. And it was about the time when Jerry Maguire was out, and I really wanted to try and impress her by putting a wee request in for her.
Okay.
And I'd asked for Bruce Springsteen's Secret Garden, and you ended up putting on Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA.
Do you know, I'm just relieved, to be honest.
Out of
all the things it could have been, this is actually fun.
It could have been worse.
So, I played Born in the USA, not Secret Garden by Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I...
Well, let's hear what Secret Garden sounds like then.
No problem. If you come
knocking late at night. It's quite romantic, isn't it?
It is a wee bit.
Well, and instead, Scott played this, did he?
Yeah.
I actually prefer this, to be honest, but it isn't as romantic, I'll give you that.
No, it's certainly not as romantic. It just didn't have the same kind of effect that I was looking for, but...
It's just one of many people whose potential relationships or current relationships that you've ruined over the years.
Right. So, what happens now?
You'll find out.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1.
Right, it's time to put the plan into action then for all the people that you've split up. Okay?
Okay.
Do you recognise this voice?
Hello there, Scott. Do you recognise my voice?
Who's that?
Scott, surely you recognise my voice.
Oh, no.
Do you need a clue or are you going to have a guess straight away? There are no penalties for guessing.
It sounds to me like TV's Anthea Turner. Oh, no.
You got it right.
Oh, no.
Are you all right there?
Congratulations.
Right, let me explain. Anthea does a show called Perfect Housewife.
I'm aware of that, yes.
And on that show, she shows you how to be really tidy and organised at home.
No.
So stuff like this.
Now for Anthea's Guide to Tea Towels.
When you picked up the tea towels, you picked this one up.
I did.
10 out of 10.
So, given that you know who it is and given that you know what she does, can you guess where Anthea might be right this moment?
Laura.
Tell me you're not in my house.
Laura, shall we have a cup of tea in those beautiful Princess Diana mugs? Shall we go and sit on the balcony in that lovely chair with a vinyl cover and look at all those fag butts? And shall we gaze in wonderment at that dead tree on his balcony?
It's not dead.
It is. It definitely is dead.
So, Anthea and Laura...
This is my worst nightmare, Laura and Anthea at my house.
Hello, Laura.
The OCD twins.
This is the happiest day of my life. We are both so happy in your house.
I would imagine your happiness is balanced out by the look on his face at the moment.
Right, if you vacuum-packed anything, I'm coming round now.
Now, can you guess, Scott, what we're going to do with Anthea and Laura in your house?
Yeah, you're probably just going to go and snoop around, aren't
you? That's basically the idea, yes. But I wouldn't be so cruel as to just let them loose in your house. There are ways in which you can stop them going around your house, okay?
Right.
Anthea is going to ask you 5 questions about being a perfect housewife, okay?
This is not fair.
For each one you get wrong, Anthea and Laura will open a drawer or cupboard in your bedroom.
No!
And
I'm so excited.
And see what's inside. Now, I don't see why you've just shouted no like that, because I'm sure you've got nothing to hide.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let's go, Anthea.
We are now entering the chamber. Bed chamber.
This is awful.
So you are there.
And
listen to that sigh of exasperation.
I can't believe
it. Stinks.
Oh,
right.
I've got to open a window.
It is open, and the window.
Anthea.
Do you want me to describe what I can see?
Well, just very briefly, just tell me
should
what
I? Okay, then, right. Well, first thing that you see is the bed obviously hasn't been made.
Right.
Then there's, like, pizza packages round the bed. There's a copy of, the News of the World.
Right,
oh, my God, I'm standing on some pants!
You love it.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, there's a dirty washing all over the floor. And there's a trouser press.
There is a trouser press. It's a long story, Anthea.
There's a trouser press.
It's a trouser press.
Oh, can we hear it?
I thought you'd quite like that.
Have you nicked that from a hotel?
Yeah.
Babe.
Right, I acquired it. It's a long... I'll tell you another time.
Okay, Anthea, okay. Laura, stay where you are.
I'm so excited.
That's just what you can see on the surface Scott's bedroom.
All right.
We will delve a little bit deeper into the drawers, the cupboards, the wardrobes after this on Radio 1.
This is really stressful.
BBC Radio 1 podcast. Radio
1. And can I just say thank you very much to your flatmate as well.
Did he give you the keys?
Yeah, of course he did. He's very good at that. It's just like My Name Is Earl, but it's My Name Is Scott. And you've done bad, we make you
suffer.
You're
all in it together.
Your flatmate's all part of it, okay? This one is for all the people you've split up. We've actually had some texts from some of the people that you have split up, like Gemma and Alex, you split them up. So it's for all those people. Anthea Turner is in your house right now. Are you there?
I am.
And you're in Scott's bedroom at the moment.
I can confirm I am in the bedroom chamber.
That's what I've always dreamed of.
Have you have you removed the pants from the bottom of your foot?
They got stuck on the bottom of my foot.
That's not true.
You left sticky pants on the bottom of your floor, on your bedroom floor.
No!
Oh, God!
And what else have you seen in there? Some pizza boxes, a trouser press, and an unmade bed.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a very unmade bed. It looks like somebody had a battle in it last night.
I wish.
Morning.
So, Scott, this is how it's going to work. This is how you're going to pay for being horrible. Anthea is going to ask you 5 questions about being a perfect housewife. Each time you get one wrong, we're going to open another drawer or cupboard in your bedroom and we'll have a snoop around what's in there.
Okay.
Get these questions right and we won't open any drawers, okay? So you've got 5 questions.
That's really likely.
Are you ready, Anthea?
I'm ready with question number one.
Away you go.
How often, Scott, should you change your sheets, vacuum your mattress, and why?
I think you might.
As if he's going to get this right.
He might.
As if he's going to get this right. Miss Anal.
In the bag.
I think it is...
You've seen that video.
That's in one of the drawers. I... Every week, because it gets rid of bed bugs.
It's not about bed bugs.
Oh, no.
You vacuum your mattress because of dust mites.
It's the same thing.
No,
and dust mite are very different
thing.
From bed bug. No, they're not. They're completely different.
Right.
So I think that was wrong. So so where shall we go?
Let's open the bedside cabinet on this
oh,
side.
Oh, yeah.
The
right.
bedside cabinet.
Okay. Yeah. One, two, three, four. There's loads.
Anthea's found some adult... Some contraceptives, really. Loads of contraceptives.
Some adult, contraceptives. Thank God for that. That's all I've said.
20 boxes, and there's two in each box. Oh, they're only little ones.
Oh. I think she's found some condoms. I think that's what it is,
well,
isn't
that's
it?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think you should be applauded for that, Scott. Yeah. Question number two, then.
Question number two. What natural product can you use to get limescale off your kitchen appliances?
Bicarbonate of soda.
Wrong. Vinegar. That means...
Come on, Anthea.
Where are you going to go next?
We're just going to the... Are we going to the other side of the bed? And we go to the matching bedside cabinet. Mm.
What do you think might be in here, Scott? Do you know?
I don't know.
To say it in Arabic.
Yes, I have.
Easy way.
I was going to learn that.
When were you going to learn it?
Well, when I had some spare time. Someone bought it for me for Christmas.
Lovely. And then nestled by the side of the Prada sunglasses, we've got chocolate body paint. It's sticky and it has been used. And next
I don't.
To that,
I think you've planted that.
And next to that is a biro and some pleasure gel.
Some what?
Pleasure gel.
What do you do with pleasure gel, Scott?
I've no idea.
I don't believe you.
I really don't know. She has blatantly planted the body paint and the pleasure gel. There's never been any pleasure gel in my room. This is a fix.
You have no idea what pleasure gel is?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
I promise you.
Okay, we'll find out what else is in your bedroom next.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, it's Scott, having a brilliant time, thanks. And it's 5:38. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. Don't be embarrassed about pleasure gel at all. My man loves it. It's Nan Summer's product. It's just a mint tingly gel. It's really nice.
A mint tingly gel.
And what does it do?
Just sort of tingles.
Right. Okay, that's kind of clear. If you missed this, basically, Anthea Turner has found some pleasure gel in Scott's bedroom. Mm. Now, if you... imagine if you've just got in the car and heard that. That sounds really weird. You honestly don't know what it is.
No.
So I explain everything that's going on. Yeah. It's part of my name is Scott. You've got bad karma. I'm trying to put it right for you. Okay? Mm. This is for all those people whose relationships you've ruined over the years. Basically, Fraser is the person who phoned up. You ruined his life, his relationship, just by playing Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. Mm. So in order to get your good karma, we have to make you suffer. So at the moment, Anthea Turner and Laura are currently in your bedroom. How does that make you feel?
Scared.
For a lot of people, that might be a dream, okay? Anthea is going to ask Scott questions about being a perfect housewife. Each one he gets wrong, we're going to open another drawer or cupboard and see what's inside. So far, we've found condoms, that pleasure gel, chocolate body paint, but no sign of your leather glove yet. But there's still a long way to go. Let's continue, Anthea.
It's only the beginning.
Time for question three.
Right.
Now, when ironing a shirt, what is the first thing that you iron? And there's a very specific order to ironing a shirt.
The first thing you iron?
Yeah. First thing.
The collar.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah. Oh no.
That means we don't get to open that drawer.
What's there still to look in? What wardrobe, presumably? Are there some, like, drawers as well?
Oh, there's lots of things still to look in. Shall we just try the next question, then?
OK.
If I have got in my hand some scrunched-up newspaper and I spray it with water, what am I going to do?
Clean, probably.
Yeah, but what?
I think make a papier-mâché mask.
You're going to make Tracy Island again?
I'm not going to make Tracy Island, no. Because I need wallpaper paste for that.
What have you got? Water and scrunched-up newspaper.
Yeah.
You're going to clean... To clean furniture.
It's glass. It's
glass, okay.
Yeah, mirrors, bathroom mirrors. Oh, now this is the bottom drawer in the chest of drawers that match the bedside cabinet.
What?
It's the glove.
Is it still there?
There's a glove. It looks like a claw. It's just one lone glove. Sitting there, nestled amongst...
I've explained this time and time again. It's nothing to do with me, that glove. This is never going to leave me, is it?
No, never.
Right.
I also like the fact that you went, oh, is it still there? As if you hadn't seen it in a few days.
Oh, good. Okay, well,
right, next
feel free to take that if you want, Anthea.
Okay, then. Right, okay, question number five. What order should you place your cheese in when you're giving one of your dinner parties, which I know you do regularly here?
Yeah.
There's a specific order of cheeses, of type of cheese.
We could be here for an hour and a half.
Don't you even know this, Scott? It's really easy.
It's just like, it's base one hostessing.
Yeah.
I'd do Red Leicester, Double Gloucester, Cheddar.
Yeah, Cheddar.
Baby Bell.
Baby Bell.
Yeah.
Dairy Lee.
And the end.
And those craft slices.
Yeah.
If you don't get this right, awesome. There's a big wardrobe there. It's got two doors, and I'm going straight in.
God. Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. I opened the wardrobe.
I'm going to put you out. It's an order of strength.
Oh, I was going to say something about being strength.
It's the mildest first, and then you take the palate.
That's what I was going to say,
scale.
Actually.
Well,
you didn't say it.
No.
Exactly. So... the wardrobe doors now being opened.
We don't... Oh, no.
What is that? Is that the Nazis?
It's a costume.
It's a costume. Oh, my goodness me. This is the sort of thing
it's got a hat and everything.
Prince Harry wore and got into trouble. Oh, my goodness me. Are you allowed to have things like that in your homes?
Look, it's for an event I'm going to soon.
And seeing as it's just a hat and a jacket, what else do you wear with it?
Probably the gloves.
Move on from that.
Laura and I are just going to stay and dress up in all these clothes.
What else is in there?
Well, there's this. It looks like it's like a fur cape.
Have you ever dressed up as a caveman?
No, I'll tell you what that is. That is part of a fancy dress Red Indian outfit.
Right.
That doesn't look very Red Indian to me.
No, but what, you had to improvise.
That you kept?
That I kept, yeah. You never know when you're going to have to be a Red Indian again, do you?
Do you dance around your bedroom as a Red Indian? Is that what you do?
No.
As well as the red... Just confirm to us what the other costume was, as well as the Red Indian cape.
Well, it's like, it's a sort of, well, it's a Nazi costume. And when are you thinking of wearing this?
I can't say, Anthea.
Go on.
It's for Sing Along A Sound of Music, Anthea.
I love it. Oh, yo, can I come as Liesl?
Did you think they should leave now?
Do you?
I would like them to leave quite soon. In fact, I'm calling the police.
Bye. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.